WSHF 567. Good morning. Yeah, monitoring.
All right, WWB 489, WSHM 738. WSHF 567. You in there, Sam? Had everybody sleeping. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567. Good morning, guys. Where are you at? WRZB 49.
WSBT 754.
Good morning, WSHF 567.
Sam, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. I'm on the video chat with the caveman in Kentucky right now. Everything's good. How about you?
All good here, man. Just making my way to the workplace.
Copy all that, I did. You have yourself a good day. I'll be listening. WSHF 567. Monitoring.
Hey man, you have yourself a great day. WSBT 754 rolling.
Right, WSHF for WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Morning, Paul. WSHF 567, standing by.
All right, good morning, Sam. It is officially February 4th on a Wednesday, 2026.
Morning, Tom Paul.
Good morning, Charlie. And happy February 14th. Jammers already. Jammers, Charlie, jammers.
Imagine that, jammers on this frequency. Anyways,
all right, hump day. You got a full week, so this is definitely hump day for you.
Yeah, this is the real hump day. I got to work Friday, dadgummit.
What's on your schedule there, Sam?
Big Sam's on the video chat with a guy named Caveman in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, I think he does talk to that guy a lot. I guess he used to live up here. I don't know him. I think his brother's up here or something. But anyways, all right. Yeah, he does do that a lot. But at minimum, he's always nice enough to jump in and say good morning.
Damn the monitoring man. Haven't heard Mike this morning. He must be in the shower prettying himself up.
Oh man, he's going to be in there forever.
With a big bar of soap.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Yes, fresh out of the beautification factory.
I just woke up. Yeah, I slept in a little bit.
Yeah, that happens. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
right, Mike, you had a late night probably working, right? I think you went in later. I'm not even sure. I can barely keep track of my schedule.
But yeah, I got off late and then helped the guy, take his car to his buddies, have some brake work done.
You're not going to know this one, but Charlie might, but this goes way back. So, you know, in the course of my day, I got people doing this, people doing that, people charging me for stamps. I buy the damn stamps, you know what I mean? I'm not catching it. That was a skit by, I think, Bill Murray. And I'm not sure who else. And they played that on the radio in the early 80s. It was about them interviewing, he was acting like Mr. Rogers, and he was interviewing the bass player. You don't remember that?
No, I do not.
Oh, too bad. I mean, it was a classic back in the early 80s. I mean, I think that was like 1981 or something when they were playing that. All right, well, that one's not flying if you don't know the reference. Never mind.
Yeah, I was on an aircraft carrier about that time, so we didn't get a lot of TV.
You would have been, aren't you 62?
63, but in 1981, I was in the military on a boat. We didn't get a lot of network TV.
You would have been in high school.
In 1981, I graduated in 80. I was in the military. Trust me, I know this. I was there.
Oh, so you were one of those 63-year-old guys. So you must be just a few months older than me. See, I was in January, so I got to go to school the next year. I was a year behind, but not a year behind for the same reason other people were at least a year behind. My birthday was in January. My cutoff was like November or something. So were you born in 62, like in November?
In April.
Oh, look at you.
In 1981, I was probably over in the Mediterranean, so we got no TV over there.
Okay, well, scratch that. So, yeah, you graduated in 80. All right. Mike, where were you in 1980? Playing with your BP gas station playset on your mother's cartoning that was leaking oil all over?
No, I was still swimming around in my bed somewhere.
Or did they get you a Chilean mindset, a mining playset? For Christmas, and then you got trapped in the mine for a few months. These jokes are going through, but I don't think they're being well received.
Like I said, you know, I wasn't even a forethought at the moment. I was still swimming around in my dad, like I said, you know, I wasn't even a forethought. I didn't come around until 85.
Okay, well, the two jokes I just let out there was the miners in Chile that got trapped, right? So that was the joke. That was a popular Christmas gift. Get your kid a Chilean mindset. Yeah, they get trapped, right? And the other one was the Exxon Valdez deal, you know, where they're leaking oil and all off the coast of Washington or something. All right. Never mind. I have to try these jokes on some other people.
You're striking out today, buddy.
I thought the X Belle Vise thing happened in, what, 1988?
In Alaska? There's been a few faux pas. Give me a minute, I'll be right back here. WSHM 738.
That was Alaska.
Alaska was 88? Okay. I knew one of them happened in 88. Because I just remember as a kid, this big controversy at the time with, some oil spill, and it was one of the biggest disasters, at that time. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the date was, but I know that Exxon Valdez happened up in Alaska.
All right, I'll be back in just a second. Let's grab me some coffee here.
Go without a coat.
Go without a coat?
Yeah, 15, it's not too bad. I'll leave mine in my truck. I wouldn't want to walk to work in it without a coat, but it's not too bad anyway. Better than 5.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. It's like a heat wave. I'll be right back. I'm going to grab some coffee.
Man, I made it, man. I'm lucky.
Did you remember your watch?
Oh, yeah, I did. No, I mean, I know I was taking a chance and everything, but I got donuts from my favorite donut shop this morning at 9 and Chainer, man, and I made it out alive, man. You gotta remember, this is like 2 blocks from a guy that threatened on ham radio to put me 6 foot deep and name me by name. So I know he was talking to me.
Well, you're living dangerously, man, stopping at that donut shop.
I know, but they're the best, man. It's a risk-reward thing. You understand that term?
Not much I wouldn't do for a good donut.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it. Mike, what do you think?
There for coffee.
Coffee break, all right. What do you think, Sam? He's preoccupied. All right, WSHM 738. What's the saying there, Charlie? I-O. Can you finish the line?
And off to work I go again. There you go. Man, they're getting more and more new people here, and they need to start remembering, hey, man, that's my parking spot. Been there for, like, a long time. Get out.
No respect, I'll tell you, this younger generation. No respect.
I don't even park that close to the door, man. I just have my spot I like. It's mine. Get out.
In the summer, paint it a special color.
Paint with yellow stripes, then nobody will park there.
I wouldn't be so sure of that today's day and age.
I wouldn't say that. I was telling Mike a story yesterday that I had a guy went to the bathroom, decided he wasn't flushing. Somebody else went in. He said, the heck with that, he ain't dealing with that. So he goes over into the girls' bathroom. One of the girls went in, caught him in there. She went nuts. She went to the boss and went nuts. Then we all ended up in the office in the meeting about flushing toilets and what gender bathroom we're supposed to use. Now, we're grown adults, and so we have to have a meeting like that.
Well, that's not the only place it's happened in. I used to go to a place in Texas, and I didn't know the person. especially when they were telling me about it. Anyway, somebody, you know, converted or whatever, some engineer, and they said they had the big ruckus in there. They had to create a special bathroom because, well, so very similar to what you're talking about right there.
What a ridiculous thing to have a meeting over. I'm like, really? We got to go over this? Man. I don't know, Paul. I can't wait to be done.
I get it. Yeah, well, you know, they'll tell you you have to be tolerant, and I suppose, you know, I look at it that way. I don't, you know what, Charlie, I can have my opinion one way or the other. You know, and that's pretty much the way I like to keep it, because anything else is just, you know, trouble. Watch the news, you know what I mean? Everything you need to know is right there.
Yeah.
We must be talking about feelings.
Give a shoot about it. And news ain't nothing but, I quit watching it.
You know, but in this world today, it's like, if you compare it to 1980, you know, seems to be a little bit upside down on its head. Go ahead there, Mike.
We must be talking about feelings.
Feelings. Nothing but feelings.
I'm more like the politician. Hi, how you doing there? You missed my donut thing there, Mike. I mean, it was most of that was all about you.
Well, it was about me, huh? Right.
Oh, I mean, I went to a donut shop, you know. It's very risky for me to go there. Only a couple blocks from a guy who threatened my life. You miss that whole thing. You're out making coffee. Damn.
Oh, is that the one you're talking about that sometimes has a incontinence problem?
You know the Daily Dozen at 9 and Shaner? That donut shop?
Yeah, I know the whole ordeal, you know. It was coming right. I know exactly what happened that day. And of course, you know, he never showed, but...
Here we go. Jammers, they're up already. I really want to know. I just have one question about that. I just want to know how much that pays an hour.
It's not by the hour, but they pay monthly. Either it comes in the first or the third.
Well, there you go. Anyways, I got a fresh batch of 12 donuts with me, all hand-picked. The best ones on a shelf.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to like that. I don't know if you guys remember Gone Donuts. But my cousin worked there, and she'd always bring home free donuts.
Sure, boy, you're going way back, Gone Donuts. Yeah, there was one at 7 Mile Road and I-94 on the southeast corner eons ago. You know, I know a lot of people don't know what happened to Don Donuts. I actually know.
Well, I know some of the locations got bought out by Dunkin' Donuts. The one that my cousin worked at 16 and Gratiot on the north side there. No, it, yeah, northeast side. it became a Dunkin' Donuts, you know, after a while, before it finally went out. But I really don't know what happened to the whole chain.
Stepping all over my joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Tony Orlando said, look, you're either going to sing or you're going to sell donuts. No moonlighting. Pick your career choice.
Geez, now you're talking early 70s.
Somebody finally got one of my jokes.
New dude knocked three times.
On the ceiling, if you want some, twice on the pipe, if you don't.
Twice on the pipes if the answer is no.
Wow, look at that. He's quoting it verbatim.
Buy a yellow ribbon.
On the old oak tree.
Job. You know what that line means, verbatim?
I don't know, man.
He's good. He's in the military.
Now, verbatim was a company that made a lot of computer disk and data capturing media, right? So, in other words, it's an exact copy, verbatim. This is back in the 80s. They were big. Magnetic tape, etc., etc., etc. Hey, John, I'm getting a little weaker in spots, and you're probably pretty close to darting in. Have a good morning.
Yeah, I'm just about ready to get out of here. You guys have a great day and drive safe, and might catch you later on this afternoon. WSBT 754.
All right, well, I'll catch you later, and I'll catch both of you later. You'll probably both be out here at some time or some point. Anyway, catch you guys later.
Yeah, well, I'm still in here for a few, but anyways, all right, see you, Charlie. I looked at the clock, and I know it was like a couple minutes to where he's usually darting, so I figured I'd get that in there.
I forget when the radio station used to, I think they all did, when they used to, say that, savings time, report.
Yeah, the radio is just a little quiet for me. What's that?
Talking about back in the day when the radio station used to give out the savings time report.
All right, Roger that.
Farmer Jack, savings time.
I'm familiar. Thank you. It's going to be hit and miss. I'll catch you later, Mike. Have a good one. And damage to the WSH-7738.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by here unless there's somebody out there. But we'll be standing by.
WSLI 302, standing by.
I take it you just got out here. WRWB 49.
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago, yep.
You just missed the other crew that was out here. Brother, two guys. Charlie and Paul.
Oh, they're already at work, huh? Son of a gun. Or they're almost to work. Yeah, I must have just missed them.
They're both at work now. They've already went in. Yeah, they were out here since... I got out here kind of late this morning. I was didn't get out here until, like, just a little after 5. Or, about 15 minutes after 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to start. I'll turn it on earlier. I totally just get going, and then, yeah. I got to get up back to my little earlier start.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, we're always out here. Paul and I and Sam, we're out here at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 10:04 on that. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. I know. That's right. I remember that. You guys are always up early. Gonna be ton of people back out on the ice this weekend. The temperature is going to be like 18 below on Saturday morning. That's crazy.
But yeah, they'll be out there for sure. Yeah, like I said, you know, if you're going to go out there, just let me know. Call me. I don't work too far from there.
Yeah, I sure will. I definitely will. I'm going to see if I can't get Rob to go out there and check it out if he's not ice fishing.
Well, tell him to bring his gear. You go out there. I mean, there's plenty of spots away from the main event.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You see those guys way, way out there, you know, I mean, way out past the bay. They're out there, they're troopers. I won't go that far, but I'll go far enough.
Yeah, I've seen some of them. They had their trucks parked next to their shanty, and they were out there. So it's frozen, really. It's frozen thick.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be at least about, what, close to 6 feet deep in some spots.
Yeah, well, we take the boat out there. We've taken the boat out there a lot. Shoot, it's only waist deep. It's only waist deep out there. That's it. And that's way out there. So, and that ice is 2 feet thick at least, so, yeah, not that deep out there. I've been out there. I've swam out there. You can't really swim out there. I mean, it's like 3 feet of water, 4 feet of, maybe 4 feet the most.
Well, then it's like 4 foot thick then. Yeah, I didn't know it was only waist deep out there. I thought it was a lot deeper than that. Well, I'm sure it gets deep when you go way out, you know, towards the center. But yeah, I didn't realize it wasn't that deep, you know, close to shore.
No, it's kind of shallow. You might have a couple spots 6 feet, but that's it. It's shallow.
Well, that's why it's a warm body lake. Now Lake Superior, man, that's in the summertime, you got to go swimming in that lake. It's like, holy moly, man. It's still like, it could be like 89 degrees out and the water's like 32.
Yeah, I know, that's ice cold there. Heck no, I'm not going in that.
Yeah, those lakes up there, man, or that lake up there, it's like the largest or deepest body of water.
Yeah, what is it called? About 500-600 feet?
I'm not really sure. That I couldn't tell you at the moment.
Mike, do you use your handhelds when you're at the house a lot?
Yeah, I do, because I don't have a setup here really, except for just the HT. Now the car, I have a mobile in there, but. Yeah, just for the house, I'm just using an HT. That's it.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, you're loud and clear. Okay, I was just wondering.
The reason why I'm so clear is because I'm a stone throw away from the repeater.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm not that far, so anyway. But if you guys are gonna go out there, just let me know. I'll be out there.
Oh yeah, I'll give you a ring. Definitely, I will definitely let you know. I don't know if we're going Saturday or Sunday. I got to find out what Rob wants. Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, copy that. And see, there's been a lot of water mains and building floods downtown.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. I seen that one on the news too, man. Oh man, they are. As soon as the warm weather comes, they start popping. So as soon as it starts getting, it's like 20, 25, back in the 20s, then the water starts running again. So it's going to get, as soon as it starts warming up to 30s, it's going to be really, really bad.
I'll keep you guys busy, right?
Yeah, keep us real busy, yep.
Give you guys extra overtime?
Not our department, no. But every other department is killing it. They're killing it. They're going to be calling us till May at least.
Yeah, I hear you.
Mike, what do you think about the Wagoi antennas for the handhelds? You think they're any good?
People say they're okay. They work pretty good.
Yeah, I was just looking at reviews on them.
Are you looking for a mobile antenna? Is that what it is?
No, maybe one for the handhelds. One for the handhelds I got. I got a couple. Maybe for them, the handhelds.
Well, the antenna you have now, that's on the radio you're talking on, it seems to be making it in from where you're at. And you're quite a ways away from the repeater.
Yeah, Harper and Van Dyke, so I guess it is a little bit of a trip then, huh?
Not bad for Harper and Van Dyke. That's pretty good. Now, which radio are you running right now?
Right now it's the 5RM.
Oh, okay, it's just a your run-of-the-mill, you know, cheaper radio. This one here is the UV21R, which is not a bad radio. It's pretty good. I just don't like the audio quality when you're driving down the road with it. It tends to make your, you know, person coming out of the speaker, your receive audio, just kind of sound horrible, you know. But for the most part, I mean, it's a good radio.
I got a, I forget the other one's something 5RM plus or whatever at the house. It's a little better one than this one, but you know, it's a good radio. That's a good radio too.
Started out using a UV5R, older version that came out like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, if it still works, heck yeah, why not, right? What's the best handheld you could get? What is considered a good handheld you can buy besides these?
Oh, any town makes a good radio, but you're going to spend more money. I mean, what you have right now works just fine. I mean, you get in good and, you know, it seems to have no troubles.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting any. I'm not spending any more money. I bought three. I bought an RM Plus, and then I bought these two. So I'm good. I got three radios. Gave one to Rob to use or whatever. If he's ever going to use it, I'll get it back from him, see what happens.
All you got to do is just set them up online, you know, with that website, and he can get his call sign.
Right. He's off. Yeah, right. He needs to do it on his day off. Just do it. He'll have it by the next day. Mine only took 22 hours, I think it was.
Quicker than mine. I take it you must be starting work soon.
Yeah, in an hour. In an hour, I'm a little early.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to do that, you know, get to work super early and just sit and listen to the radio in the car, you know. And, you know, my schedule changed and everything, so I don't have to do that no more.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
All right, there, Steve. I'm going to take a standby here and do some things around here before I go to work. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSLI 302. Okay, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to be standing by, just listening to the radio. So I'll talk to you later. WSLI 302. anybody out there.
WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
I got you, Jack.
What's happening? Where you been?
I've been here. Ain't had no good reception in days.
Yeah, I believe that. The weather was bad weather, that's what it is. Today's the sunshine.
Copy that. Yeah, I was trying to poke out. I got all these little birds out here squawking. I gotta go fill their feeder up.
Yeah, I just walked off by half hour. I said, let me try and see if it's out there or not.
Copy that. Yeah, I've been having bad reception. There was a geothermal storm there way back a couple weeks ago. But after that, it still lingered, I think. But it's a lot better now. Still just got back to the diesel noise there, Roger.
Yeah, because maybe if I were to say it'd be warm, maybe that way it'd be, everything it dries out that way on that repeater.
Yeah, Roger that. But I was able to hear on Mount Clemens, at Macomb, I was hitting that. It was coming in pretty decent there for several days now in a row, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I think yesterday I tried Mount Clemens, and because that 625 was down, I tried Mount Clemens, but it didn't help any. I guess because it probably was too early, about 8:30 in the morning.
Copy that. Oh, I was getting a signal making the trip. Well into the afternoon, and then it fade out and go away. But every day it was there for several there, Roger.
That's good. Anyhow, well, good to hear you out there, really. And I got to go get me a good breakfast before I got to leave. I'll be out on the road all day probably today. We'll talk to you later. WIEC 48.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll be out on the road too later. 1-2 o'clock this afternoon. All right, talk at you later. WIZX 218. We're listening.
I gotta go all the way to 10 mile of telegraph.
Boy, there's a person I haven't heard in a long time. Good morning, Jack.
Yes, sir, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Too bad. I've been hearing a lot of you guys since we shut down the Flint repeater. But I'm down here in Detroit today. I'm bouncing off that repeater. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848. I'm losing that, Jack. Couldn't hear that at all. All I got was a more static than I did. That's no different. But anyways, I'm going to let you go. Nice to hear you out there. I just wanted to yell at you there because you were my first contact about a year or so ago. So you have a great day.
And God bless. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848 in Detroit. Have a good afternoon and we're clear. All I got was repeater, and that was about it. So, hey, I'll get a hold of you when you're more clear. Right down here off of Van Dyke. So, you have a good day. It's Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848, we're clear, monitor.
Maybe 675, the more current could be that maybe is good for you too, because that's a more clear.
Can't copy that. They sold the Flint repeater, I know that. I got a repeater up in Parshallville, but it's a small one. I was trying to get one over there, what's his name there in Holly? I'm trying to remember his name, but, you know, but it just ain't got enough range yet, but... maybe next month I'll put a bigger repeater up so everybody can talk around that area.
Now let me know. Alright, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 38.
Got you that time, Jack. I definitely got you that one. You have a great day there too. Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848. We're clear of monitoring. Have a good day.
WIUG 48 to Mobile 1. WIUG 48 base station to Mobile 1.
RUZ 935 to VSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWD 49, and we're standing by.
WSBT 754.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, campers.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I got company in the car, so I'll let you guys get at it. I don't really get to catch you out here at this hour too often, but anyways, good afternoon, drive safe, and doggone it, don't forget to buy Girl Scout cookies. WSHM 738.
Man, another nice day. It's nice to see the sun.
It is nice, huh? And before Paul gets up, don't forget to pay homage to his, his armor.
I don't know who's riding with him, but I sure hope they got good life insurance. Man, am I glad to get out of there today. Boy, the boss was on fire, man. Holy smokes. That dude was bombed up, man.
Always hemming and hawing and nitpicking on what they want to pay and what they don't want to pay.
Take a double with you, Mike.
The thing was, these insurance companies, they always want to, they require you to have insurance, but then, of course, they don't want to pay it out. What they don't want to pay out, it's like Jesus.
Yeah, they got no problem taking the money in. It's getting it back out of them that's difficult.
See, when they had a power insurance claim, my Lord, I mean, just to get paid, man, it's like, come on, dude. Are you serious? Just cut me a damn check and, I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, knock on wood, I haven't had to deal with any kind of insurance business in a long time. I mean, some health insurance with some doctor visits and whatnot, but other than that, no liability insurance, homeowners, or none of that, I haven't had a problem.
One guy, he goes through USAA. Because he was, he was former and of course, active duty and that, former active duty. Then he was a contractor for a while, but they paid out his claim and it was like simple. I mean, they didn't even bother, sending anybody out to investigate. They just cut him a check and said, okay, do what you want. Go ahead.
I wish they all operated like that, man.
You were in the service. I mean, don't you qualify for USAA?
I imagine. I just never looked into it. There's a lot of VA benefits that I don't even bother checking into.
Well, as far as, using the John Dingell Medical Center, forget it. My brother, I take care of him too, and he works for the VA, and that is the worst VA in the country, is what he was telling me. He's a computer programmer, so he knows all the insides and outs.
Well, my dad, being a Korean War veteran, he's getting lots of benefits, which is, right now he's in an assisted care place right now because he fell and ended up with pneumonia and his dementia is kicking in and whatnot. We're trying to get him into a place right now full time. And the VA will pay for quite a bit of it, man, a lot of it. Everything that he's got going on right now, the VA's covering it 100%. But I didn't, I mean, I did my 4 years and got out. So there's a lot of things I don't qualify for, like going to a VA medical and all that. I don't qualify for all that. The only thing I've ever used on it was a VA loan for my homes, and that was it.
Well, this, my one guy, brother, you know, he, retired, you know, did like 20 years, retired as a colonel from, JCOM in Salford. So, that's why he gets the extra benefits. And then after he left there, he got a job as a, contractor, working for, Oshkosh and, and I think Raytheon.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, you know, a full career like my son, he did 23 years, I think. And since he went in when he lived in Texas, he, if he was to move back, his kids would get free ride to college in any state college. But right now he lives in California, and his kids now qualify for a full ride in any college in California. So, I mean, there are benefits to it, but like I said, I only did 4 years, man. I got in and got out, and so I get my VA loan, and that's about it. I haven't checked in anything else, like the insurance or anything like that.
Copy.
I mean, even on Veterans Day, I don't go running around to get my free meal and all that kind of stuff. I don't, I mean, that's not what I joined for, man. I joined to get my butt out of a bad situation where I was, so I got in and got out and then carried on.
Hold on just a moment. I gotta do something here.
USBT 754.
WRWB 49, yeah, I'm back. I just had to do something on the, with my God here, the stupid app.
Yeah, my place is like that. Everything we do is on our phones. I can punch in and punch out if I want, and everything, you know, PTO goes through the phone, your pay goes through the phone, and then everybody spends their time on their phone, you know. They don't watch on the phone, but they do everything on the phone. Makes sense.
Right, yeah. Well, the only reason why my job started using this app was because of the fact that the state requires that if you're working with clients that are, you know, awarded, you know, to the state, and they just want to make sure that, you know, everything's all kosher.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten used to it. I was kind of skeptical about it when we first started out with it, but yeah, I've gotten used to it. He, the boss man wanted me to have a phone because I get phone calls all the time from either the night shift guy or talking to him in the morning, and a couple times he's called me at home, and, you know, we really need to get you a phone. I'm like, nah, no thanks, man. I don't need another phone. I don't want you tracking every move I make. No, I'm good.
They have to get a hold of you. I mean, you have a home phone. I mean, you have a cell phone already. So why would you want to, why the heck would you need a second one, you know?
Well, that way they can say, why didn't you answer the phone? I was calling you, you know. This way I'm on my phone. Well, I didn't feel like answering my phone.
Exactly.
Look at that, moved up to 27 from 25 degrees. Man, spring is almost here.
It's far from it. Who knows? I mean, there's been times when, in January where it was like, well, it's February now, but where we had like 65 degree days, you know?
Yeah, and then 3 days later, it's back into the teens or below. And then spring comes along in April, and it's 60 degrees, and then tomorrow it snows 3 inches.
It actually happened 10 years ago. It was in March. We had, like, remember that one day it was, like, 84 degrees? And then, like, 2 days later we had, like, 3 inches of snow on the ground.
I hate it when it happens, man. It's like after a long winter, man, you get that kind of weather, like, man, this is awesome. And tomorrow you wake up, you're like, what in the hell is this?
I know it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I always feel better once we get to February, man. Once it turns March, then it's like, okay, I know it's coming. You know, we're going to have our ups and downs, but we haven't burned not 1 minute, not 1 day, not 1 second of summertime, so it's only going to get better.
Yeah, right, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just always good to see the sun, though, once in a while. I barely see any clouds. There's a few up to the north, but I don't see any clouds anywhere right now. Well, behind me there's a bunch. It's shining where I'm at right now, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, right now it doesn't feel that bad with the sun out the way it is.
I came out at lunchtime, I'm like, man, look at this. I don't even have to start my truck to eat lunch. It wasn't that cold at all. It was actually quite pleasant.
I guess this weekend we're supposed to get like sub-zero temperatures. Supposed to get down into the minus.
For real?
We were saying.
Well, at least it's the weekend. I ain't got to go nowhere. Man, oh well. It is February.
Yeah, it happens that way, you know, especially here in Michigan, you know. But then again, the whole country, man, it's been like that, you know, temperatures that have dropped and, freezing temps and that in places where normally don't get cold.
I talked to a buddy of mine the other day, matter of fact. He lives down in Louisiana. I used to work with him at my last job. He retired and moved down there. He was complaining about the weather and how cold it is, you know, 50s. And the price of gas, $2.11. Really having a hard time with it. I'm like, yeah, okay, Commando, whatever.
$2.11 for gas?
Yeah, that's what he told me. He bought gas just the other day for $2.11 a gallon.
That's a lot cheaper down there than it is up here, and I'm sure down there the gas tax is, you know, next to nothing compared to here.
He's probably, I'd say, under 100 miles from the Gulf Coast. And, of course, Houston's right around the corner from him, and I don't know if they got any refineries in Louisiana, but I know it's cheaper. You know, we do pay a lot of taxes in Michigan.
Beginning of the year, the gas tax went up because of our winter. I mean, oh man, you know, come on. Can we catch a break?
Well, did it go up or did they just change the way they were taxing? Because I didn't really see a big jump in price. I went and got gas before the new year. I pulled up just because I was expecting it to jump over $3, but it really didn't make much of a difference. I think it's just the way that they're doing it now.
I think it's, you know, when they raised the tax, it did raise the price a little bit. Now, what's cool is in the UP, there's a lot of duty-free reservation, you know, gas stations, and you don't pay tax on those, period.
A lot of good that does me. And my pickup truck and 45 mile one way drives to work. It adds up, man.
I can imagine. When I go to the UP every November, I always, stop off at the duty free gas station that's owned by the Ottawa Chippewa tribe. And there's no tax. That's cheap gas.
Yeah, I wish. I wish. Like I said, man, with much driving as I do every day, it would certainly add up. All right, Mike, well, I'm about a half a mile from the rest area, so you know what happens, man. I will catch you tomorrow morning, my friend. WSBT 754, drive in, Mike.
We'll catch you tomorrow. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHR 567, monitoring.
Got the log clear.
WSDU 202, good evening to all.
Mm-hmm.